His cause of death was not immediately disclosed. Lansing is survived by his wife, Jean, and their children, Alex, Jackson, Nicholas, and Jennifer. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KBR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Good start to our noon hour of classical music with the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy in the Ritual Fire Dance, from El Amor Brujo, Love the Magician, music by Manuel de Falla on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeb Watson, happy to join you for classical music as things continue through the afternoon time. We'll be treated to a recording later of the ensemble Musica Pacifica and a suite from the Baroque time by Maran Marais, and a bit later still, we'll pass through something called the Celestial Gate, what they call the Sixth Symphony, by Alan Avanis, all just ahead. Next, we're with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, with a famous concerto by Igor Stravinsky, one that he had completed in the year 1938. That was the year that this well-to-do couple from Washington, D.C., one Robert and Mildred Bliss, were celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary, and they commissioned something special from Stravinsky to mark the occasion, a concerto that first premiered privately at their estate known as Dumbarton Oaks, and ever since, this is known as the Dumbarton Oaks Concerto. We'll hear it next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1938, the Dumbarton Oaks Concerto from Igor Stravinsky. Performed today by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:27, and in the second half of the hour, the ensemble Ifiamingi has a wonderful modern symphony, the Sixth by Alan Avanis, known as the Celestial Gate. We're a few minutes away from that performance here on KPR. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Friday afternoon. At the KU campus at the moment, 90 degrees. We'll have partly sunny skies and a high of 93 ultimately for this afternoon. We have a chance of showers and thunderstorms expected mainly after 3 p.m., a 30% chance of showers for tonight, with a low of 67. Now tomorrow should be sunny, with a high of 88. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org. We'll enjoy next the sound of the Baroque time in a suite in D minor from the Pieces on Trio by Maran Marais. A performance by Musica Pacifica next on Kansas Public Radio. Suite in D minor by French composer Maran Marais, played by the ensemble Musica Pacifica here on Kansas Public Radio. If you're interested in hearing some more music of the Baroque time, and are looking for something to do this evening, you might want to know about a concert being given by the Casey Baroque Consortium, performing tonight in Kansas City at 7:30 p.m. at Visitation Catholic Church at 5141 Main Street, with music of Vivaldi, Telemann, and Johann Sebastian Bach on the program tonight. The concert is, once again, tonight at 7:30, with a pre-concert talk at 6:30 at Visitation Catholic Church, 5141 Main Street, in Kansas City. And you can find out more about the concert over at kcbaroque.org. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on a Friday afternoon. We're ready next with some music that has been described as serene, mystical, and ambient. a symphony composed in 1959 by Alan Havanas, one which transports us into a vast musical space. It's known as the Celestial Gate, or Symphony No. 6, with Rudolf Worthen leading the members of Ife Emingi, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Sixth Symphony, known as the Celestial Gate, composed in 1959 by Alan Havanas and played by the musicians of Ife Emingi, conducted by Rudolf Worthen on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 o'clock and news from NPR just ahead. That's followed by our next hour of music, where we'll hear Mozart, the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, with the 36th Symphony just ahead here on KPR. Hope you can stay with us. 20% chance of showers this afternoon. High temperatures near 93. You're listening to KPR. Join us for All Things Considered later today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio in the University of Kansas. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH in KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Andras Lenard, and music from the opera Lakme by French composer Leo Dely, dance airs. To begin with, in our 1 o'clock hour of classical music on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to join you for it. And looking forward to a wonderful Mozart symphony coming up later with the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, one that was named for the town in which it had its premiere, the Linz Symphony. It's the 36th that Mozart wrote, and it's coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. We continue with a bit of chamber music, the Huntington Trio, with a wonderful fantasia. This is some music from someone who was a famous pupil of Beethoven, one Carl Czerny, and a fantasia for flute, cello, and piano, next on KPR. Music from one of the pupils of Beethoven, composer Carl Czerny, and a fantasia for flute, cello, and piano, put on for us by members of the Huntington Trio, today on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:27, a little over half an hour until NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3. Later on tonight, things pick up again. It's Friday evening, and we have a special treat for you, the next concert from the BBC Proms. At 7 o'clock tonight, the Halle Orchestra and Choirs will celebrate the 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder. The program includes the symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, a great outpouring of defiance, exasperation, and all-embracing love that is his Symphony No. 5. Hear it all this evening at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence. Owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back. Next on KPR, it's time for some Mozart and one of his later symphonies, one that was written late in the year of 1783. The story was that at that time Mozart and his wife were returning home to Vienna after a visit to Salzburg. And on the way, they made a small stopover in the Austrian town known as Linz. The local count and concert music society there got wind of Mozart's visit and wanted to throw a musical concert in his honor. Mozart didn't want to disappoint the local count, but he had no music prepared for the occasion. But being Mozart, the answer was simple. Just write a new symphony. The 36th Symphony in C was written in just about 4 days and has been known as the Linz Symphony, and we'll hear it next with the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, conducted by Hans Graf, here on KPR. From Mozart and his 36th Symphony in C major, known as the Linz Symphony, named for the Austrian town where the music saw its premiere in 1783, Hans Graf led the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 2 o'clock, and up next, NPR News. The headlines followed by the next hour of classical music, where there is a famous sonata by Claude Debussy awaiting us, along with Glazunov's Karelian Legend. More wonderful music still to come on KPR.
Hi, it's Stevens, every weekday.
Every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for your place to find NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, open year-round featuring nearly 10,000 animals. Admission supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife at home and around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
For his openness in crisis. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The attitude of the music is exemplified in its title. That's known as the Cheerful Overture from Belgian composer Marcel Pote, played by the BRT Philharmonic of Brussels, led by Alexander Rabari on Kansas Public Radio, where I hope to find you in a cheerful mood. I'm Jeff Watson. A little bit more classical music to share with you before 3 o'clock rolls around, and a little bit later on we will take in some late works from a pair of great composers, from Claude Debussy, who busied himself in the last years of his life with the writing of chamber music, a famous sonata for violin and piano, followed by music by Glazunov and one of his last creations for orchestra, the Karelian Legend, all just ahead. We'll spend a bit of time next with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, conducted by Alfred Walter, for some music from the French waltz master Emil Waldteufel, with a little music to remind us that a waltz is a thing to be enjoyed even when you have no dance partner. This one they call the Solitude Waltz, here on KPR. A fun little number that they call the Solitude Waltz, from French composer Emil Waldteufel. Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic brought us that performance here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:20. And in a little over 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Moscow Symphony Orchestra to hear the Karelian Legend, one of the final works by Alexander Glazunov. That's still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. And Beautiful Music Violin Shop, sponsoring the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships. A day of music, food, and family fun, Sunday, August 25th, in downtown Lawrence. More at fidpick.org. Next on KPR, we're with two powerhouse musicians, Joshua Bell and pianist Johnny Thibaudet, for music late in the life and career of Claude Debussy, who in his final years was busy writing several different chamber works. This one, from 1917, is his sonata for violin and piano in G minor. Next for you on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1917, the Sonata for Violin and Piano in G Minor Music by Claude Debussy. Violinist Joshua Bell and at piano Jean-Yves Thibaudet. The performance today on KPR. It is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed tonight at 7 by a special treat for you. It's the next concert from the BBC Proms. On tonight's program, the Halle Orchestra and Choirs celebrate the 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder. The program includes the symphony that changed Gustav Mahler's life, the great outpouring of defiance, exasperation, and all-embracing love. That is his Symphony No. 5. Hear it all tonight. The BBC Proms gets underway at 7 p.m. tonight on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. The last bit of music that we heard was written in 1917. What we'll hear next was written just a year earlier, in 1916, by Alexander Glazunov. This would be one of his last creations for orchestra. Glazunov had already expressed his love for the music of Finland with his earlier Finnish sketches for orchestra and his Finnish fantasy, some music that we heard a little earlier this week. What we'll listen to next was likewise inspired by the folk music native to that region. They call this the Karelian Legend. And we'll hear the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Igor Golovshin, next on Kansas Public Radio. From composer Alexander Glazunov and music he created in 1916, The Karelian Legend, performed by the Moscow Symphony led by Igor Golovshin, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 3 o'clock and we're about ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight, a special treat for you at 7. We'll bring you the next concert from the BBC Proms. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been another fun afternoon and indeed a fun week sharing classical music with you, and we'll visit again on Monday at noon. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
I'm making a gift today at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. Friday evening, September 13th, Puppets and Songs bring Mo Williams' book to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.